Network.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of ET Network. I'm your host, Deadman. With me, as always, my brother DJ and my brother Mustard. And today's episode is brought to you by the Gaboon Viper. Fucker may be fat, fucker may be slow, but he's deadlier than anything you've ever encountered. Use code 20.
Just like
use, use code, it's not a crawl, for 20% off. Anyways, what have you guys been up to this week? What have you guys been watching? DJ, we'll start with you. Into the mic, DJ.
Well, I had nothing to say. I was going, you know, it's when you hear me go, into the mic.
Yes, I do.
No.
The audio version is going to be fun.
I worked on, besides work, of course, I worked on some Dark Charm Media stuff.
Nice.
Voice acting on the news story. And took care of some Henry Reeves dialogue. I talked, and I talked to the head honcho, and he clearly stated that, you know, Robert von Bismarck's time as number one villain is completely done. You know, it's over, it's done, it's in the books. You know, it's like, you know, it was a nice run, but, you know, but once people sat down and understood the the reality of the character, they quickly moved on, as they should.
Remember, folks, go to Dark Charm Media's Facebook page. There were polls there. In case you're watching this or listening to this, Roderick von Bismarck is up again for Villain of the Year. Cast your vote.
No, that was last year. I assure you, this time, people have come to their senses.
So what else have you been up to?
What was that freaking thing called? Oh, yeah. I actually started playing Splatoon.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I was like, you know what? Screw it. I have a Gamefly slot. Let me go ahead and try this out. And I have to admit, it's surprisingly fun.
Which one, though?
The second one.
Yeah, Splatoon 2.
Yeah. I tried to get my hands on the first one, but, the CD, the disc was cracked, and Nintendo was selling that thing for like $60 throughout the whole thing, even to the end of the Wii U eShop. And I was like, no, fuck that shit. I ain't gonna pay $60 for that. I'll just buy the second one. Since the second one's not been a while, and the third one just barely came out, so the second one should be like relatively cheap. Although I just Gamefly'd it, but whatever. But no, it's surprisingly fun. Like people, like if you like shooters, and you haven't played this game, give it a shot. Like.
Yeah,
it's surprisingly addictive. Holy crap!
Mm-hmm. I agree. Like, it's a great game.
I played it. It is fun.
It really is. Like, dang, who would have thought? Seriously, like 4-year-old me would have eaten this game alive. Just paint everywhere. Just mess everything up. Screw it. I checked out that, of course, that Mortal Kombat 1 trailer. Freaking awesome.
We're going to be checking that out today.
Yes, it was freaking awesome. And I'm very excited. Like, very, very excited. It seems that, you know, Kung Lao might be finally getting his due.
Finally? You after know? 20 years? 30 years?
Well, you know, I mean, he had his moment, but, you know, he was no chosen.
Shut the fuck up.
You could never get over that, kid.
No, and I never fucking will. Hey, we have this really cool concept of a character who's really original, comes from the Shaolin monks world. You know, in this world, which is probably the most powerful of all warriors, fuck that guy. We're going to go with a generic Bruce Lee knockoff. Yeah.
It's all about the king.
Anyways, what else?
No, that was pretty much it. I had time.
All right. Buster, what about you?
I haven't been doing shit, dude. I've been playing Zelda non-fucking-stop. Tears of the Kingdom. That game is... honestly, game of the year for me.
You need to move your mic closer, Bubba. You're only registering about half peak.
My bet. Is that better?
Much, thank you.
So, I've been playing Tears of the Kingdom every fucking day. All day, every day. And I barely sleep because of that damn game. I dream about the game. I can't stop thinking about the game. Like, it's crazy, dude. That it's huge. It's a huge fucking game.
Yeah, just from what I've played, it's pretty goddamn extensive.
Yeah, like you have the overworld from Breath of the Wild, which is no surprise to nobody, which is all of Hyrule. You got Death Mountain, you got Kakariko, you got everything, all the good stuff, right? You got Hyrule Field, you got the Great Plateau. And then this game, there's three fucking maps. You got the sky map with all the sky islands that you have to explore and get through. You have the regular overworld, which is all of Hyrule, again, everything I just listed. And then you have the fucking depths. The depths is the opposite world of the top one, so you have it's like a whole new fucking thing to explore. And it's got like mystery and crazy fucking lore to it. There's crazy weapons, like infusions, better enemy. Like, dude, the game is crazy, dude. Like, I could talk about it all day. So, yeah, I've been playing a lot of that. And then we've been playing V Rising because I got the Gloomrot update. And oh, I saw the Super Mario Brothers movie. I did see it. And that's it for me, really. That's it. It's a lot of fucking Zelda. A lot of Zelda.
So many Zeldas.
So many goddamn Zeldas.
Running around.
Yeah.
Let's see. I started Tears of the Kingdom. It is really expensive. I was making Mustard laugh with some of the comments I was making during the opening scenes, which I'm very proud of because Mustard hardly ever laughs at Zelda because he takes it so seriously, but I made him crack a couple of smiles. Started playing V Rising with the Raging Caucasian and Barb. That was interesting. It's like a vampire Diablo, just not nearly as complicated or stupid.
Hey, I resent that.
Am I wrong?
No, Diablo is not stupid.
It's pretty fucking stupid, dude.
It's just a bit convoluted.
And
like very like okay yeah I'm not gonna like no I'm not gonna say it's stupid but it does get quite convoluted. It's like, do you really need all this? Like we're just going to kill demons and the devil here. Like do we really need? Yes we do.
Yes we do. See this fucking tree branch? You're gonna know everything about this fucking tree branch.
You know, I hate to admit it, but yeah, it does have that aspect of it. Like a lot of times, like, oh, you found this potion. Stay a while and listen as I tell you about this skip, potion's skip, 25-year backstory. It's entirety.
It's not letting me skip.
Yeah, skip.
I'm skip. Deckard Cain. You can't skip me.
Skip. Fuck. Skip.
No, V Rising's pretty much to the point. You know, vampires were on top, got taken down by man, and now you gotta start from the bottom.
Yeah, that's it. That's the end of it. That's the end of the story. Hey, no vampires classes. Were up here. Now you're down here. Rebuild.
Yeah, there's no classes, there's no crazy complicated anything like skill sets or nothing like that.
No, it's macros, like, thank fuck.
No, it's like Minecraft for vampires.
Oh yeah, I called it that. It's like, it's like,
it's fun, dude. V Rising's fun as fuck.
I also rewatched Evil Dead Rise. I love that movie.
You fell asleep halfway through, didn't you?
Literally at the halfway mark.
Yeah, no.
But I did watch it though. I did finish it today. I love that movie. And watching it, being able to watch it at home without somebody in the theater ruining the experience for me was so satisfying. Like I don't think you get it. Like when Grave Robber and I went to go see it in the theaters, there was this lady, this bitch who was right next to us. And I don't use that fucking word lightly. You guys know that. I don't call people a bitch without actually reasons they're a bitch. She was sitting next to me, and every time something scary happened, she would laugh. She would and I'm just like, do I want my name in the news? Do damn. I want my name in the news?
Oh damn, that oh dang, that news? Bad, huh?
Well, and here's the fucking thing, right? So like, I'm trying to enjoy it. I'm enjoying the fuck out of this. You know, people are dying. There's blood everywhere. Murder, fucking demons.
Child murder.
Possession. All the fucking things I love about Evil Dead. But every time something satisfying happens, I hear... And I'm just like, no.
Thank goodness it wasn't like that for me. Everybody was scared as fuck in the theater, bro. You could hear a pin drop.
And then at the end of the fucking movie, everybody's looking at this dumb bitch, including her own fucking people that she brought with her. And she goes, well, I thought it was ridiculous. The originals were scarier. And I'm like, oh, God, I hope you trip on a curb outside and break every fucking bone in your neck.
Yeah, seriously.
I hope you choke on everything from now on.
Everything.
I hope if she takes a breath, she chokes on it. I hope if she sips some water, she chokes on it. I hope that if she looks at Jell-O in an angle that I do not approve of, she chokes on it. Like, oh, it fucked up my experience. Son. No, it fucked up my experience so bad. And I had to do the rationale. I'm like, do I really want to be known as a guy who strangled someone to death in the middle of a theater?
No, my immersion.
Dude, well, like, you know, okay, so first of all, you know how much I love Evil Dead. Second of all, my first fucking time seeing, like, this movie. If it had been, like, my second or third time, I would be like, okay, whatever. You know, she's just...
No, I understand. I'm just making fun of you.
I get it, but, like, I really wanted to strangle this bitch. Like, there's etiquette. There's fucking etiquette to movies. And she broke every rule.
Yeah. It sounds like she did. Like, wow. Yeah, I mean, if that was my first time seeing it, I'd be like, oh my God, you fucking... That probably would have ruined the whole movie for me.
Yeah, and here's the worst part.
At no fault at the movie, but it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the worst part. We had an old lady sitting next to Grave Robber, and both Grave Robber and I were looking at her like, oh, she's going to fuck this up for us. Nope. It was the cunt next to me. Wow. I hope her shoelaces never get tied properly and she trips over them constantly.
Yikes.
I hope every time
teeth on the fall down too.
I hope every time she orders a cup of coffee, it's too hot. I hope every time she tries to drink from a can, it clicks her teeth.
Ooh.
Oh, dude, she fucked it up for me, and I want revenge.
Well, anyways, so watching it at home was better.
I did watch the Super Mario Brothers movie, and I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, well, it's again the criticism of what they're talking about.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
Gibby was talking about how much he hated Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong, and I was like, it actually fits perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, yeah, when you look at Seth Rogen, it's like, yeah, I can see it. Like, I don't know. I think people need to freaking stop. Need to actually start sitting down, and actually thinking, like, you know what? Maybe this guy's good for the role. You know.
Yeah, I seriously thought that Chris Pratt wasn't going to send it. He did. Mm-hmm. He did the best of his ability. And
okay,
I'm not going to fault him for it because, you know, you're stepping into an iconic role and all of us have an expectation that's way up here. You know what I mean? And
it could have been better, though.
I can't say that because...
With somebody else.
I also don't know. Like giving the original voice actor who was there in the beginning and the end as the original Jumpman was really cool. But giving the original actor, you know, the role, imagine an hour and a half of that.
Luigi, it's a me, a Mario.
Yeah, an hour and a half of that. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, okay, I kind of see why they, you know what I mean? They eased off it. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Chris Pratt did affect an accent. It was very light. It was very... It was very humorous in the concept of the movie, and it was well. I mean, he did rather well. He did all the falls. He did the screams. There was nothing that I felt that he half-assed it. So, well, I really do believe then that the trailers we watched when everything sounded so half-assed, I really do believe that was B-roll, because when like the movie came out, like when I watched the movie, I was waiting for these really bad lines. You know what I mean? Like they were in the trailer. And I was like, well, where are the lines? Where are the bad lines? And I was like, so I was right. They're B-roll. They're B-roll lines that they put in the fucking trailer.
That's true.
Ooh, who played Peach?
I don't remember her name. I'll grab it for you. Hold on a sec.
You know, if it wasn't Chris Pratt, I wouldn't have mind if Bob Hawkins played Mario again.
Well, he's dead.
I know, but I just, you know, it's just like a guy can dream.
Right, though.
I wouldn't mind somebody like fucking...
Anna Taylor-Joy played Peach.
Anna Taylor-Joy, yeah.
Yeah, she was in The Witch. She's in The Queen's Gambit, Morgan, The Menu, Peaky Those Blinders. Those
are not very big movies.
Actually, Last Night in Soho, Queen's Gambit, yeah. New Mutants, yeah. These are big movies. Emma. Yeah. She's not a gigantic name, but
that's not like A-list. That's not really A-list.
No, I'd call her high B.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I think everybody did fantastic. Keenan Michael knocked it out as Toad. Mm-hmm. I think performance of the fucking movie though goes to Jack Black.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah, dude. That.
Jack Black killed it as Bowser.
Hell yeah.
And what I wanted to really talk about was I love the idea that they used words die, kill, dead. Mm. No, they did not Disney it up. They didn't say destroy, eliminate, or some other generic bullshit. And they were like, no, I'm going to kill you. You're a dead man. I'm going to die. The death is mercy. Like there was some really... There was some phrases in there where I was dude, like
the little fucking star from
the Rosalina. Star, yeah, the little
Rosalina star, dude. That guy was fucking hilarious. He's the best part of the movie for me, dude.
I'm kind of surprised I actually went that route, considering that Mario is basically Nintendo's Disney, like pure, you know, as kid friendly as you can get. Although adults can enjoy it, but it's still as kid friendly as you can possibly get.
It's like, yeah, but Mario like fucking dies though.
Hmm? Yeah, so like, I was really
Mario gets eaten. Mario gets burned alive.
Yeah,
Mario gets fucking falls smashed and stomped, yeah. And fucking like
womp.
Yeah, he fucking dies, you know.
Yeah, pretty so much. I was... That's why I'm so shocked. I was like, dang, Nintendo allowed all this. Okay.
By the way, I'm trying a new flavor, Juneberry from Red Bull. So let's try this out. But I was really surprised at like how adult some of these themes were. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like torture. Like Bowser tortured his subordinate.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. straight up fried another one.
Dude, I was watching that scene with the whole piano thing and I was yeah. like, this is kind of fucking dark, man. I was like, oh shit.
I was like, this is Mario.
Like I knew Bowser was an asshole, but like
no, what? Wait a little longer. Pain is lessened or something like that. And I was just like, my dude. Damn. Yeah,
that's Heath Ledger Joker-esque.
Dude, for reals. But like, I was really, really impressed. And, you know, I have to hand it to Nintendo for taking the role they did with this. Like everything was there. We had the music, we had the scores, we even had the little antiques shop in the back shot where they were selling all the 8-bit stuff. We had Toads, we had warp pipes, we had Bullet Bills, we had the cat suit, the Tanuki suit. All this stuff was in there.
The raccoon suit.
Yeah, all this stuff was in there, and it didn't feel in any way forced. And on top of all of that, they squeezed in a Mad Max reference. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, come the fuck on, dude. They even had the toe cutter scream when the dude gets hit with the fucking... No! I was like, what the fuck? Is that the toe cutter scream? I had a blast. I had a blast. And you know what? This makes me very happy because this makes me excited for whatever Nintendo's going to go to next.
Could you imagine like a Zelda movie in the same vein? That's what I'm
talking about, dude. Oh, yes. That's exactly where I wanted to go with all this. Let's talk about adaptations.
I smell Uwe Boll in the bushes.
Oh, shut the hell up.
You really want to spend half an hour on that?
Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, no, it's good though. And Nintendo needed a movie like this, and Sonic is ahead of them in that. So yeah, no,
not like that to say irrelevant or anything, but they probably just did it for fun. Probably had the money lying around. Well,
there's still that old rival. There's still that old rivalry between Nintendo and Sega.
We got to use this $3 million before tax season, or else we
30.
We forgot a zero on that.
No, you forgot two, but we only approved 30.
Yeah. So we got to use the 30 million before tax season comes, or else to take it away. It's more of like a surplus. What do you want
to? No. Movie.
A movie.
Movie.
I got you.
We'll get in. What do you mean you got me?
Yeah, we'll call Uwe Boll. He's always a master of the taxes when it comes to movies.
Get the fire fuck out. You're fine.
All right. So.
But.
No. Get and beat him on the way out.
Wait, what? Hit him with a stick.
I want two sticks per man. Okay.
So that's seriously what it probably was. Nintendo had like 30, 40 million laying around. They were just like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
But I still think that, like I said, that hint of rivalry with Nintendo's like, Sonic is succeeding with an era we don't. No.
Fucking Sega and Nintendo going at beef, dude.
Yeah, they'll be like, Sega's like, yeah, we finally beat Nintendo in an area. And Nintendo's like, no. No, you didn't, bitch. Get Chris Pratt in here.
Oh, Danny Atwell, welcome to the show. Happy Sunday, sir. Grave Robber says, we got Mario, Pokemon, Metal Gear Solid is going to come out. We need a Zelda movie to continue building the Super Smash Bros. Universe. I agree. And Mustard is back, Paul. Welcome to the show, and we got Hoobastinked.
Oh, no reason hate you. For me.
So here's the thing. Here's today's topic. Let's talk about adaptations that absolutely worked.
Mario Brothers 1993.
We roasted that one, dude.
Say what you want. Say what you fucking want. Even with all the cinematic mistakes. Where did that green pile of goop come from? Oh, yeah, that's right. They cut out the execution scene to make it PG-13. Fuck.
Yeah. We also cut out the weird sex scene in the botched lines. The severely botched lines in the beginning of the movie when they're going through the station.
A very drunk Mario.
Very drunk Bob Hoskins.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Yes, what else you need? Got the gabagool.
Yeah. Anyway, oh, Christ.
What Far Cry adaptation? No, we're not talking about that Yoon Bull piece of shit. I'm going to say another one that worked extraordinarily well was It Chapters 1 and 2. Almost everything in the book except for the turtle part and the universe part.
But they cut out, like, they cut out the lore.
Like, don't need the lore.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. Not for a cinematic presentation.
Yeah, look. I mean, yeah, here's the thing. You need the lore if you plan on making a universe out of this. But you don't need the lore if you're not. If it's just going to be its own little thing.
But they did make a universe out of the Dark Tower is a whole thing.
Dark Tower is the nexus, but you know, you got to read the books. Like the movie, golly, the movie takes place like when Dark Tower is like maybe 6/8 into the series, I think.
Yeah, fifth book. And if you say you have to read the books, then it's not a good adaptation.
I agree,
but it is exactly. But that's how it is in the Dark Tower movie.
But I'm saying
it's the fifth book. Literally, it's the fifth book.
Okay, the way we came to this conclusion says if you're building a universe, you need the lore. They did build the fucking universe. They did. They had the Dark Tower series and the Dark Tower movie. Both. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. As building the universe for it. And it all sucked.
Well, technically, I mean, if you really want to start building the universe, it shouldn't start with it. It should start with, I think, The Stand.
Yeah, no. Let's just start with the Dark Tower. Tower series.
No, the Dark Tower is the nexus. It's the focal point. It's what explains everything. You kind of need to build up to that first.
Not really. You can just dump it all.
Dude, that's what the Dark Tower is. It's like the Avengers. Well,
just fucking trauma dump everything on them.
Hold on. We're getting really worked up about the fucking Stephen King universe, and I just want to talk about adaptations. All right,
it's not a good adaptation if it's part of the fucking.
It chapters 1 and 2 are fantastic adaptations. You take out the turtle, you take out the space thing,
because you're cutting out half of the goddamn story. You're just focusing on the stupid fucking clown. How is that a good adaptation?
Oh my god!
What brought people in?
Yeah, have you read the book that fucking Die Hard is based off of?
No.
It's literally like about that much of the book. Yeah. What happens in Die Hard?
Yeah, wasn't that the second book,
actually? That's a bad adaptation. No, it's
the first one. It really isn't, because the other, this much of the book is useless. It's pointless. It's just fucking what's his name being miserable. Like, that's all it is. Anyways, Grave Robber says Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 1990.
Yeah.
Perfect adaptation.
Yeah. Comic accurate, period.
That is a good one. That is a very good one.
I still watch that movie like every now and again.
Oh, dude, I love that fucking movie. It's quiet. It's a little too quiet.
That's the second one.
It's rap. Oh, it's the second one? Fuck.
That's the second one, yeah. No, the first one is, come on. How do you guys plan to beat me? And then like 18 more motherfuckers crawl out. Good answer. Good answer. just starts whooping ass and then gets thrown through a fucking skylight. A Color Out of Space.
it was a better adaptation in the story. I'll give it that.
That's a case of the remake being better than the original.
Yeah.
That's a case of the movie being better than the book.
Yeah. That's why. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm
saying. I'll call that an absolute win.
That's a successful adaptation.
I'll call that an absolute fucking win.
Because that movie's fucking crazy, dude.
The book is worse.
Nah, the book I've heard is like really ambiguous and kind of dumb.
The book is so much worse.
Yeah, it really is. Lovecraft, best you could do with like,
yeah, without saying the end.
How did this all happen? And everyone else with a brain, even back then, it's like, dude, this is just radiation. But it's just radiation. But you see the crops wither and die. It's radiation. Hey,
Lovecraft, it's radiation, bro. We know what it is. Look,
but the hue of the ground as the energy transferred.
Like strange colors we've never seen before. It's radiation.
It's radiation. We have it. It's right here. You can
the color.
Okay, somebody get him out.
you cannot kick me out. I have the color.
No,
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
We definitely can. Tase him on the way out too. No, hit him again. Hit him again until he renames his fucking cat.
No, I kind of like it, actually.
Shut the fuck up. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Johnny Depp one?
Yeah, that one.
I would say that is a far, 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 far more faithful adaptation than anything else we've gotten. Yeah,
I agree with you. Because the original Willy Wonka is not...
Not even close.
Yeah, no. It's fun as fuck.
It is.
But, yeah, I mean, but it's not. It's relatively, somewhat harmless, I think.
Jenkins is dead.
You know what, dude? Wonka is just a fucked up person. He's no matter what case. Version
he's a fucking nutcase, dude. Yeah.
Them kids is dead. Kids is dead. All right? Veruca Salt cannot fucking survive a 14-story drop straight the fuck down. Who can survive that? I know I couldn't. I'm almost cartoonish in the dumb shit I can survive. I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... Yeah.
That was fucked, bro.
Yeah, that was fucked up. Yeah, they're dead, yeah.
Them's kids is dead. You really think Augustus Gloop is just gonna pop up into some vat where there's air to breathe? No, that motherfucker's popping right into a pressured chocolate cooking cauldron chamber something. Man is boiled alive. The next time they're gonna take some Wonka drink, they're gonna be like, hey, this new flavor is kind of tastes a little German.
Mike TV is dead.
Fuck you, dead man.
Mike TV is definitely goddamn dead. They put him in a taffy stretching machine. You know what that happens the first time to put 1% of pressure? You just hear...
not the squelch.
They folded it up and handed it back to his mom like this. Like, you know, like,
Mom, this taffy tastes funny.
I'm so sorry for your loss, ma'am.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Oh my god. Just all right, yeah. I'm just gonna...
I told you guys it would work. Just that one guy in the back.
And just one dude way in the back.
Called it.
What thinks you of the Neverending Story? The Neverending Story, I would love to call a faithful adaptation. But the book is just so much darker.
Yeah. But then again,
so much darker.
Child murder.
Yeah. Yeah, but it make but it makes sense considering the time, because they would have never put that in the fucking
yeah. So movie, for the time, yeah, then. For the time, it makes sense. But yeah, but it's not really a faithful adaptation.
Yeah, but no, I'll still call it weird because, like I said, like at the time, no, they were like, no, you ain't putting this in here. But it's no, you ain't fucking doing it. It's like, so no, I will still call it weird because they can only work with the time they had. And
I got a good one.
Yeah, I can't for one reason and one reason alone. Everything that happens in the book that they cut out actually pertains to the fucking story. So there is parts in the Neverending Story movie where you're just like, this seems rather out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, that's
going
yeah.
with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, but like I said, it's they still can only work within the rules.
I got to go work in the industry, dude.
Like
in
the end, like if the boss says no,
Doom.
Dune.
The one with the Doom. No, Doom.
Doom. Okay.
With the Doom. Rock.
With the Rock.
With the Rock. Doom. Doom.
It depends on how you look at it.
Doom.
Do you want to see Carl Urban and the Rock get down?
I mean, like, this is so difficult because, like, it literally hits all the basic tenets of what Doom is.
Well, yeah, the violence and all that stuff, but as far as story goes, fuck no, it doesn't.
Kind of, actually.
Where's the Hell Knight? Where's the Baron of Hell? Where's the freaking the skeleton thing?
The first level.
They're all in there.
And the skeleton things weren't until Doom 2.
Yeah, dude, the Hell Knight Doom and all 1. Them are in there, yeah.
Dude, the only demons that show up in the movie, The Rock, with The Rock, was fucking the imp and the Pinky Monster, or the regular demon.
No, also the Hell Prince.
Pinky showed up too, dude.
Pinky showed up. Yeah, I was gonna say, imp Pinky. Showed up. Hell yeah, Prince showed up, and so did the Hell Knight.
So did the Hell Knight.
Where are they? You've put that shit on
in
right now.
Ending,
I gotta see this
the
shit.
Ending season, in the ending fucking scene where Carl Urban took the fucking
the first
steroids.
Person.
The first person thing. You see them all. He shoots the fucking Hell Knight, shoots the dudes, shoots the fucking prince. It's all there.
It's all there, literally.
You guys count that scene?
Yeah.
You don't? Do you just turn off the movie? You're just like, fuck this. I don't know how this ends. I'm never going to know how this ends. In fact, I'll never know how this ends. And then a year later, you're like, I'm going to rewatch this. Oh, look, it's the first person part. Fuck this. I still don't know how this ends.
There's a screen appearance. So
he kills them.
You kind of have to count it, dude.
It counts. So I hate to say it. I really do hate to say it.
They just talk about it. Like, ooh,
yeah, it's not like
I heard.
It's not even hell.
Technically, neither is Doom.
Yeah, they literally find out said it's hell. The dimension led
not
to
the
hell.
First one.
No, not yeah. the first one.
No, the well, first no, one's yeah. a fucking the... military complex, dude.
The first one is a military complex invaded by aliens that took the visage of what they considered was the worst of humanity, which is why you see Nazis, which is why you see swastikas, which is why you see upside down crosses. This is the actual story of Doom. It wasn't until the second one, Earth.
Nazis and swastikas. Where was that at?
In the first game?
In Doom, yes.
In the first game, dude.
In the first level, there's a swastika.
I need to replay it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I just recently did, actually, like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
When I first got a PC. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. You did a speed run. Yeah. Doom 1, and it wasn't until Doom 2, until Doom 2 when Hell on Earth happens, when it turns out that, the aliens were trying to find where all this imagery came from, and that's when Hell opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Argent energy comes from.
And the Argent energy is what happens in the movie.
Yeah.
They were fucking with the Argent energy from hell, trying to make it stabilized or whatever, and then they got invaded by fucking demons.
So, yeah.
So literally it is kind of a great adaptation.
It is a faithful adaptation.
It is fucking bad. It's a bad fucking movie. It's written terribly. The CGI is awful, but is it a good adaptation? Yes.
Is it accurate? Unfortunately, yeah. Plus, it really has some good one-liners.
It's funny. It's fun. It's a fun fucking movie. They hand Pinky a pistol. What am I supposed to do with this?
Motherfucker, dude. Oh man, he shoots that fucking that young kid, pops him right through the throat, above the hammer. I'm like, well,
that's a bad way to go down.
That is a terrible way to die.
Choking on your own blood.
Not only did he sever his spine, but he's literally gargling on his own blood and he can't feel it because his spine is severed. Mm-hmm. That is a terrible fucking way to die. Holy mm-hmm. shit. Anyways, what? Let's go through a couple more really good adaptations. Because like Super Mario Brothers was really good. This new one. I mean, and the thing
and
is,
the 1993 version was also pretty good.
trying to find good adaptations is so difficult, man.
Harry Potter
left a lot of
great adaptation. Actually, I will argue that it was better than the book.
I will say that, yes. I will absolutely
just
say
that. Just
because
the book is so fucking stupid. The writing in it is stupid.
Yes. The way she writes like a teenager.
Yeah.
She writes like a teenager. She writes like she's writing in her audience's voice rather than an author to an audience. And it's really bad, man. Like,
yeah, you had never read the fucking book, so we forced you to.
Yeah, you guys did. Yeah, you guys did. And I read The Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah.
And I read it, and I was so fucking bored. I was like, this is what everybody rants and raves about? This is terrible. Mm-hmm. This is god-awful.
But when I was a kid, I loved it. I don't know why.
Look, because it's in your voice.
Yeah.
Literally, it's in your vocabulary, it's in your voice as a kid, as a 13, 14 year old. That's your voice. That's what you're reading in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, the movies knocked it out of the park, and I think it has partly to do with the casting. Alan Rickman as Snape.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe, thank you. I couldn't remember
Hermione
his name.
And shit, yeah.
Emma Stone, all of them, they knocked it out of the park. You know, Rupert, I forgot his last name, but he was incredible.
Cedric fucking Diggory, my guy. My man. Rest in peace.
My man. My dude. I got his pop. I got his pop. Because he's just that. He's the best fucking Hufflepuff ever, bro. That dude looked the fucking Dark Lord in the face and was like, I'm gonna die, but I'm gonna go out fighting.
Mm-hmm. People
fuck
are gonna
you.
Remember me, bitch.
Yeah. Fuck you, no nose.
Sorry. Oh, God. Oh, God. Whoa.
May go down for this, but look what I got.
Came out with the right hook.
Dude, for reals though, he was like, look what I got. I'm going down for it. Look what I got. Fuck you.
What do you think, DJ? Harry Potter?
Oh, no. I'm selling this Doom thing.
Oh, my.
Okay.
I'm reading several articles. If each one says fucking hell. Hell and demons. Fucking clear.
In the first game.
First game.
Doom 95.
93.
95. Okay, whatever. Moving past that.
I don't remember it being hell. I remember being the base the entire time. Maybe you go into
hell.
No,
you're in the base. I'm just talking about like demons come from hell because the teleportation device.
Oh, okay. That's what we're arguing.
Yeah, it was an invasion.
Even then, that makes it more like, tuned to the movie.
Oh, no, yeah. No, that part I agree with. But,
yeah.
But in the movie, they just kept saying, oh, it's like hell is just a metaphor. I'm like, we're not fucking metaphors. We're fucking demons, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, true. That's why Doom Eternal was so good, and Doom Doom 16 was so fucking good, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Those two games.
Word.
I read somewhere that like those two games are what id Software wanted you to feel like you were doing in the first original Doom.
Murdering? Yeah.
Like viciously fucking murdering demons.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's kind of the game that they always wanted to create was Doom 16, 2016, and Doom Eternal.
So let's go with one that is an absolute gem of an adaptation, but is an absolute garbage adaptation at the same time.
Oh god.
Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah, that's true. I have another one too, actually, after that one.
Jurassic Park was one of my favorite novels growing up. It is so violent. It is so horrible what happens to these people.
Mm-hmm. They get ripped to fucking shreds.
Dennis Nedry, the way Nedry dies is so fucked. Mm-hmm. It is so fucked because the Dilophosaurus that you see in the movie, it's like maybe 3-4 feet tall. The ones in the actual book are around 7 feet tall, 7 to 8 feet tall. And yes, that is actually closer to what it is in reality. They really are that tall. And in the book, they do spit. So Nedry gets hit in the face with the goop like he does in the movie. Except this time, the Dilophosaurus rips his guts open. He's holding his intestines and he falls over trying to find a way out. And the dinosaur reaches down with its mouth, picks him up by the skull with its mouth, stands to its full fucking force, and then just starts eviscerating him and eating him alive.
Oh, I just want to get this out of the way. I'd box a velociraptor.
Those things are around 7 feet tall.
No, they're not. Aren't they the smaller ones? They're smaller.
Velociraptors? No, they average.
Well, Chris Pratt was taller than him in the movie. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Because those are genetically bred to be smaller.
I'd box those.
Okay, like those are, yeah, those you can box. Like Blue and all them, yeah.
Yeah, I'd box them. I'd probably lose and die.
You're going to lose and die. Horrible fucking death. Yeah.
But I'd like to go 12 rounds.
The Running Man, the book is way different than the movie. I will say yes.
Yeah.
And that is one that fits actually perfectly into this category of one that is like a wonderful adaptation and a terrible one at the exact same time.
Yeah, but Jurassic Park, you hit the nail on the head. They kind of Disneyed it up a little bit.
Oh, they Disneyed the shit out of that, man.
Yeah, they Disneyed it up a lot, yeah. I have a good one. I have two good ones, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Hit me.
Starship Troopers.
Starship.
My favorite fucking movie. Terrible adaptation.
But at the same time,
that's kind of what made it good.
Yeah.
Because the books had a lot of lore and dumb shit and a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of government, a lot of this and politics and a lot of boring dialogue. And the movie has like the complete fucking opposite of that.
I mean, like the world government thing was really interesting in the books. But that took up the first two books, I think. I think when the invasion in Klondathu was the third book.
Yeah, cuz it was just a war going on. On Earth.
Yeah, the humans, yeah.
Yeah, like everybody was at war with each other on Earth.
Wait, which story?
Starship Troopers?
Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah. Starship Troopers, pretty much like, it's the movie is pretty much a satire, an awesome satire, but it's not. A satire. Really?
It's not a satire, dude.
That's literally how the book is written, yeah.
It's not a satire. They direct, that's like a serious film, and you could tell because the CGI is actually really fucking good for the time. No.
DJ is talking about the material. The material is actually, yes, very much satire.
Oh. Well, yeah, it's satire of... It's a satire of... It's more of like a commentary than a satire.
No, it's a satire. It's a satire of the military-industrial complex and the over-glorification of the government.
Yeah, I mean, the book is more commentary, really.
The book is more of a commentary.
Yeah, okay,
the
okay,
book
okay.
is pretty much a coming-of-age story, basically.
Yeah.
Rico. Yeah, I mean, the movie, and I love the movie. I love the movie to death. Like, seriously, maybe one of these days I'll watch Starship Troopers 3. But,
I'm still trying to get there.
Yeah, same
The second
here.
One I broke watched, my heart. It was so fucking that. Bad. Oh my god, the second one was so fucking bad.
But they brought back Rico, so I gotta try.
Rico!
Yeah, for the third one, they brought back Rico, yeah.
Yeah, so I gotta at least try. But, yeah, but no.
Wrong button.
You know, like I said, but as far as the movie goes, like, it's different in a lot of ways from the book, but I don't mind it. I think it'll work. You know, I think it works, but I wouldn't mind a more faithful adaptation of the book, at least as far as seriousness goes.
So like it was a bad adaptation of the book, but that's that's what made it good though.
That's what made it fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of a weird conundrum in that kind of sense.
Another one that's like another really good one but a really bad one is The Shining.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That whole
And again, it's because they cut out like half the goddamn lore. And focus on the hotel alone.
Oh, dude, it's a whole the story behind that filmmaking, dude, it's a whole.
Oh, I know what the actors all went through.
The actors and Stephen King and the director, what's his name?
Kubrick.
Yeah, dude, it was a war between these two over that film.
Oh wow.
Yeah, like, dude, like the whole thing was just, dude, it was like one big drama. Like, you want reality TV shows, dude?
Was that like, would they get into a fight or what? Like,
fucking... Yeah, dude, oh, dude, yeah. If you could find like a behind the scenes documentary or just interviews with people who were there talking about it, dude, it's a whole fucking thing. I'm surprised that movie even got released. It was that bad.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, it's like, one of the most fucking
It's called Room 237. It is the documentary of the Stanley Kubrick. And what happens in that movie? It came out in 2012. Oh, and okay. it's about The Shining. So yeah, because
he basically like physically and mentally abused the actors.
Oh yeah, dude, yeah. He went all ham. Like yeah. they blame
what happened in this movie for what happened to Shelley Duvall and her leaving acting.
Yeah, I heard that.
She went through the worst of it, I think.
I would say her and definitely the kid. Like yeah. The kid was like, there was no like real acting like labor things way back then in 1980, and this kid was on set for like fucking 13-14 hours instead of like the 4 hours they're only using now. So yeah, her and the kid got it the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I always said like, dude, people did not come out of that movie unscathed. The only reason why Jack Nicholson is was pretty much like fine after it was all done, because he was always kind of like,
he's fucking nuts.
Yeah,
he's
like nuts. This is Thursday for me, bitch. Let's do it.
He's a fucking nutcase, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So
dude, he broke down. I think it was like 13 doors, because they put up like the first four or five, and he would cut through them so quickly because he was a volunteer fireman, mm-hmm. and he cut through them so quickly, and they're like. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe it's a door. Just put another one up.
We're still setting up.
Yeah, he fucking cut through that one. And they were like, do we get the same door? Just put another one up. And he cut through that one real quick. And they were like, all right, what the fuck is going on? And then he was like, yeah, I used to be a fireman. And they were like,
stop. Stop that.
I'll tell you what's going on. Down. That bitch is dead. And like that's Michael Jackson, the Thriller video type of shit.
Just chair out my way.
No, I have a good one. I have a really good one.
What's that?
I have a really, really good one. What's that? Invisible Man.
Oh, which one?
The newest one.
The newest one. Oh, that's another one that did really terrible. But was really, really good. Really
fucking good.
Really fucking good.
But yeah, I will say I had my gripes. I had my gripes. But yeah, it was a fantastic movie.
Yeah, like if you were gonna make a true horror film out of The Invisible Man, yeah, the newest one, I would say it was the best course.
And Dead Man Knows my gripes.
I've explained them, but you don't want to accept it, so that's fine.
No, I don't. My thing was, this guy was a tech nerd.
Uh-huh.
An inventor.
Uh-huh.
A fucking rich boy.
Uh-huh.
And then when he has the fucking suit on, he's sitting there fucking judo flipping like six fucking people and knows the karate, and he can bust down fucking car windows with a single punch. Like, he turns into a fucking superhero, dude, out of nowhere.
And I explained that two things. One, they did explain that he was taking martial arts as a hobby. It was explained in the movie. That he has a gym in his house, and they show him shirtless. The dude's ripped, and all that happens in the fucking movie. The thing is the thing you have a gripe. The biggest gripe was the punching of the window thing. But I've actually seen DJ punch out a window. It's not as difficult as you think.
It's fucking hand, though.
DJ, did you break your hand or did you break that guy's face?
I didn't break my hand, but I think I was pretty close. I'm kind of surprised that my hand didn't break.
You break your fucking hand on it.
I mean,
anyways, but that's a good adaptation, though.
Oh, dude, really good, really, really good adaptation. Fucked up ass story, man. Oh, like, holy shit! Yeah.
I want to watch that movie again, bro. Honestly, Tell Josh to get it on the hookup.
I'll fucking tell you what, man. I did not go into that movie expecting that.
Me neither.
Like, at all.
Me neither. Me neither at all. No, no, me neither. I was like, I wasn't even expecting much.
Yeah, right? Like, you were like, well, this is going to be another terrible fucking, you know, like, what was the one, like the Mummy with fucking Tom Cruise? That's what I was expecting.
Kind of, right? Yeah.
That's what I was expecting, but then, like, this whole thing happens, and I was just like,
well,
dude. The most I got two icks from that movie that got me really fucked up was the fucking restaurant scene with the sister.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Fuck that, dude. Fuck, that was fucked.
And the fucking the one where she's in the house and she throws the sheet.
You know, the one, you know, that's the first ick is definitely the restaurant scene for me. The second ick is the kitchen scene where she gets dragged by the foot off the table and all this crazy shit is happening.
Yeah,
like, dude. That was the ick for me. I was like, oh God.
Hey, what movie was it? What movie was that we were that I was watching when the with the neck thing with this? What movie was that?
Smile.
That fucking movie gave me an ick. Kind of like Aiken to the Invisible Man. Like, you weren't really expecting it to happen.
No.
But no. And then some crazy shit pops off that you're like, what the fuck? Holy shit, this is a real movie. Like,
yeah.
Have you seen Smile, DJ?
No, not yet.
Dude, you gotta watch Smile, dude.
I highly recommend it.
Oh, man.
It is. Well, okay, the ending's kind of fucking dumb, but.
I don't think so.
But it's a good movie.
I'll give it a shot. I mean, I like the concept too. You know, the not necessarily in her head, but the whole you know, like, I guess this creature, like, hopping from, you know, body to body. You know, pretty much.
Yeah, is it a creature or is it like a possession type thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
It's kind of
ambiguous as fuck.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird, like, they never really clarify that.
It's just some entity. It's
like
a some
curse,
entity.
Is what they say. It's a curse.
Oh, yeah, like, what's that movie called? One with the box and the Jewish demon. I forget his name. I forget the name.
The Dybbuk.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Ah, dude, what was it?
I know what the name of the movie is.
The one with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you keep forgetting the name of the film, but you know what it is. It's like... Maybe there's some truth to that kind of shit, because I can't
remember. Dude, that was a good movie.
Yeah, that was a freaky movie. Like, holy shit.
The fucking basement of the hospital and the morgue, dude? Oh,
you know?
My God.
And, dude, when you read about that, we read on the demon itself, you realize, holy shit, it's tame in the fucking box. Film. That fucking thing is a fucking goddamn.
Yeah. What's it called, dude?
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, no, like he's forgetting the name of that film. It makes me wonder. It's like if it's meant to be forgotten.
I don't think it's Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Is it Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
It's called The Possession. No, it's wait. Is it?
No, that's. Oh no, it is called The Possession.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
2012.
Oh, that's Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Based on true events, as they say.
It is Jeffrey Dean Morgan, right?
Yeah.
I fucking knew it, dude. I'm good.
Good call. Good call. Good pull on that one. Hey. But yeah. The Dybbuk Box.
That was a fucked up movie, dude.
It really was.
It really was. The end scene was like...
I can't believe it was 11 years ago. Holy
fuck. No shit, though, right? Jeffrey Dean Morgan's been around.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird to me, like, how that movie, while it was good, I mean, it was still praised, but The Conjuring was the one that actually grew and popped, you know, like, you know, basically get blown up into, like, a whole series, stuff like that. Because it came out around the same time.
The Conjuring ended up being, it was good when it started, but it ended up being a snooze.
It's kind of past its prime now.
Yeah, it's kind of like a... I call it the Paranormal Activity of possessions. Basically, it's one of those. You were good in the beginning, but now you're just trying. Now we know what you're doing. You're just trying to reach, just to try to keep this thing going.
Paranormal Activity was good up until the third one, because the second one was good as fuck. The second one was good.
Yeah,
I would say watch the first two, but the third one, it's just one of those. Just Just take a deep breath and just brace yourself.
Yeah, try to get through it. Yeah. Yeah, because that's the third one. The third one is the one in California, dude. Right?
No wonder we remember it. Sam Raimi did it.
What, The Possession?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's probably, like, probably
it was. It was playing in the background, and it's all like, Sam Raimi presents. And I was like, oh, oh!
That's probably why it had such an impact, yeah.
Yeah, jeez, same as guy. Drag Me to Hell, you know?
Oh, dude, that movie sucked ass, though.
But damn. It was very much in the fucking...
Dude, Drag Me to Hell is... Oh, God, that movie was awful.
Yeah, I mean...
That main character was insufferable as fuck, dude.
She was supposed
to
be.
I think that was the problem, because you wanted her to see her fail.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of a problem sometimes, because it's like, we're supposed to rooting for her surviving, right?
No,
she doesn't in the end.
No, we don't. I just mean, dies. Like, in general, because yeah, usually horror, you... Up. Yeah, exactly. No, in general, but usually in horror, you want the main character, yeah, whoever, to survive.
You're rooting
for her. But then you have like movies like Drag Me to Hell and freaking Unfriended. you know, and like movies like that, sometimes you get movies like that where it's like, who are we rooting for again?
Yeah.
Unfriended was really good.
Oh, dude. It was all right. I was like, get them. Get every single one of these fuckers.
Well, we know you.
Wait.
Come here. Yeah, we know you, man. You're an advocate for child murder.
Oh, you damn right I am.
Which is why he loves Evil Dead Rising so much.
Yeah. Wait, Rico Dredd. Rico Dredd said it best. The innocent only exist until they inevitably become perpetrators. Guilt.
That's true.
And innocence. It's just a matter of timing. So you all see little kids being innocent. Yeah, wait till they're... Wait 10, 15 years, then see the freaking innocence. No.
Wait till little Jimmy injects his first marijuana.
Yeah, you know.
he smokes his first alcohol and drinks his first marijuana.
He smokes his first alcohol. Yeah, get them while they're young. Take care of it.
Oh, no, I am putting the brakes on that joke.
Here's the motto that all parents need to understand: when your kids start giving you lip, that's when they need to hear the gun click.
What the fuck?
Jesus. Fuck, what DJ.
Fuck, man.
I'm just fucking with all you.
I don't think you are.
Or am I?
No.
There's a little bit of ambiguity in that tone there, bud.
No, really, officer. I was just joking. Really?
Fuck you. That's some.
No.
Fucking shit,
yeah,
man.
I think Stranger Things kind of scarred me that I really want to see the blood spilled of children.
Well, you and everybody else, because fuck them kids.
Christ, man,
dude, I promise, dude, it's just a phase.
My fucking breath. Anyways.
Yep. Forget the spankies. Forget all the whippies. Oh, we go
shoot them.
Go straight to the final solution.
Oh my god!
All right, put one in the kneecap. Terrible adaptation. A terrible fucking adaptation. Resident Evil.
Which one?
Okay. No, I will say this about the Resident Evil series: the first one I can accept because it could be like before the Mansion incident, like, you know, kind of like before Stars goes to the Mansion, you know, plausible because like it's before Stars, so whatever, do whatever you want. Afterwards, yeah.
Anything past that is no. Anything past that is terrible.
Yeah, you hated Apocalypse. That's supposed to be adaptation
the first
third one.
Fucking movie is awful. Like rewatching that shit as an adult.
It's not good.
It's so fucking bad. Dude, and it has nothing to do with the fucking games. Nothing.
Because it takes place before the games. It literally takes place before the games.
But that's what I'm saying is that the game, like, it's a bad adaptation because it literally has nothing to do with the source material.
Well, no, they got zombies, right? They got clickers, right?
They got things.
You know, they got things, right? But no,
they got
like
the main
I understand,
fucking zombies.
Zombies.
But no, I understand, Mustard. Like, yeah, it was a lot of holes and a lot of problems in that.
There was an infinite amount of issues with that. The only caveat we can give it is that it did take place before the games. So therefore, but it kind of gets a pass. With
the actual fucking game. So therefore, it is a terrible adaptation.
You got the mansion.
I you know what? Laboratory. I think that goes more into the bad adaptation of a game, but did really well, rather than just a straight bad adaptation.
Yeah, dude, W.S. Anderson needs to go to fucking jail. That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you.
Wait, what happened? That's
a terrible director. Mr. Six Seconds.
Mr. 6 Seconds of screen fucking time every fucking...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Dude, I got motion sickness out of that last
game. Bro, I play video games at 144 hertz, and that shit made me motion sick. Yeah, dude. Like I can't, it was bad. Can't even believe it.
Yeah, because you know what? When I first saw the last film, I was like, dude, like, why the fuck am I like what's what the fuck's
why
going
are you getting
on?
Motion sickness?
And the whole then I pointed it out. Off,
yeah,
man.
I didn't get it yet, and then I had to watch it a second time, and then I just tried to just focus. It's like, okay, what's up with this film? And all of a sudden, focus on something, you son of a bitch! It's like, yeah, goddamn,
for real, dude, for fucking real.
I think what's really funny is the other day I called up Mustard when I was drunk. And when Mustard's really drunk, he watches like old music videos from like the 70s and 80s. When I'm drunk, I was watching film studies about Akira Kurosawa. And Mustard was just like, fucking nerd.
Yeah. But I was into it. I listened. I participated. I wasn't.
You learned some stuff, huh? That's pretty cool. You learned some stuff, though, huh?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, most of it's just common sense.
Well, I mean, because we grew up in film. People who don't know about film, like, that's mind-blowing.
Like, the whole static shots, the whole single-camera shots, the dynamic pans and dynamic this and that. Like, yeah, it's like it's common sense, bro, because, like, you don't want to have overstimulation like W.S. Anderson. And then again, you don't want to have your scenes looking bland as fuck. You want a little bit of...
Like Kevin Smith.
Yeah. There you go. Like static cam, literally. Fucking Clerks is just a fucking security cam footage.
It's two camera angles of all, at all times. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's common sense, dude. Yeah. Really, a lot of it was just common sense.
Yeah. You want shoestring budget?
Yeah. I made you laugh though with the fucking casual Fridays are canceled. Oh, what, man, the fuck?
What the fuck, man?
Then when they're all happy again, casual Fridays are back, everybody. All
right. We do some silly shit when we're fucking wasted. I'll tell you what, man. Everything gets roasted when we're drunk. Everything does. Like, we were watching some fucking... I forgot what we were watching. We were literally putting voices into it and shit.
I was also doing it with
Tears of the Kingdom, like the opening scene. Like, there's this whole thing that happens, and there's like destruction starts raining down on all the villagers. And then I was putting voices to the villagers, like, every 5 fucking years, something has to happen. No, can't have peace in the kingdom with this bullshit.
Hell no, I'm moving.
Yeah, I'm fucking leaving. Oh my god.
Did shit just happen like 6 years ago?
Fuck! Where's Link? I'm tired of this shit. Anyways, a terrible adaptation. Anything you ball touches, anything he touches is just terrible.
You gotta have really good insurance if you live in Hyrule. All right,
honestly, like, there's one Uwe Boll film I do want to watch, and that's the Max Smelling film, because he's supposed to be like a huge boxing fan and a huge Max Smelling fan. So I'm curious if he would actually give Max Smelling like respect. I feel about Max Smelling like, you know, respect on that or not. It's one of those, take a chance, roll the dice. This bowl film might actually be decent.
DJ walks a lonely road because I'm not going with him on that road.
You know what's funny to me sometimes is when people think like books are based off of a fucking, or movies are based off of fucking books. But there's no book. Like, it was just a good movie. Like, you know, you know, Rocky. People think that that's a book.
No.
Like, no, dude, Sylvester Stallone was just fucking wasted one night and wrote a fucking movie.
No, it wasn't wasted one night. It was several weeks.
That's it, though. There's no deeper fucking meaning. There's no crazy moral of the story. Not really. Yeah. It just kind of, like, happened.
Yeah.
Like,
another movie that people thought that was a book that wasn't was Michael Douglas's The Game.
Yeah.
The Game, yeah.
Yeah, people. Yeah, like, I knew people was like, "Is it a book?" I was like, no, it's not a book. It's no. just a film.
Predator.
It's a really good film, but it's just a film.
Glenn Ross was just a movie.
Yeah, Predator was not a book. Everybody says it's a book.
It was not a book. Nope. Neither was Terminator. Neither was The Matrix. And the cunt that everybody was like, oh, you should owe all of your fucking sci-fi to this one random black lady who wrote all these stories. No, she didn't. No, she never proved it. No, they settled out of court to make her go away. She did not win. Mm-hmm. She did not prove shit. She didn't do a goddamn thing. She was a liar. She was a farce. She sued people because she self-published some bullshit stories that had an element that had in common with these other stories. She did not write The Matrix. She did not write The Terminator. She did not. She's a scam artist.
Yes, she is. I have a good adaptation. War of the Worlds. Tom Cruise.
That's a really good one. That's a really good one. Because
it was very true to the book.
It was
extremely true to the book, especially the like design and like the fucking describing of all the aliens and different types that there were, and like how fucking immediate the deaths were, and like how like people were there 1 second and there was just a little bit of flash and they were gone, like turned to ash. Like that, like all of that was extremely well demonstrated in the movie.
Yeah. And the idea that it's the second half of the book, not the first half, that has to do with the preacher, I think was even more interesting.
Yeah.
Because the first half of the book has to do with the preacher who's witnessing all this and whatever. The second half of the book is the father. And I know DJ's fucking hates the kid that wants to go see the goddamn aliens. He hates that fucking scene, but I'm like, that's in the book.
I know it's in the fucking book. Okay, I didn't argue that. I just hated that. I hate that film. I hate it.
It's a good one, though. It's a good one.
And the reason it happens was because in the book, the father bought his son's freedom from going to the war. That was happening at the time when the book was written. It was the Civil War.
Yeah.
So he bought the kid's freedom, and the kid thought that the only way he could become a man was to see battle. So when the aliens invaded, the kid wanted to see battle so he could be a man because his father bought him out of the war.
Absolutely.
So that's why that scene is in there. It's because it's in the book.
No, yeah.
Still, crazy still hate shit. It. Yeah, I know.
Crazy shit though. Crazy good shit.
God, like anything I can think of is just Yoon Bol. Like I'm just like, oh, you know what? No, Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed sucked.
I've never seen it.
I never watched it.
Watch it. Nope, nobody remembers it exists.
I'm good.
No, you.
I've wasted enough fucking times of my life watching. Oh, dude, Jake, you gotta watch it. It's so fucking bad. You gotta watch it. I've wasted enough time in my life watching bad fucking movies for the sake of them being bad. No, I refuse. I fucking refuse.
I refuse.
Battlefield Earth.
You can't make me.
Battlefield Earth was also a terrible fucking Scientology adaptation.
Wait, my friends. Nick and Kerr. No, yeah, see, dude.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that. Both the movie and the book are terrible.
Yeah.
So basically, like, is it faithful enough?
Unfortunately, yes.
That's the question we need to ask ourselves. That's
they did my boy it. Jackson so dirty.
The Private Jackson?
Oh.
You have to remind me that he was the one that was in it. Damn, that hurt
main
me.
Character, man.
That hurt me, bro. That was like one of those.
That ended his fucking career straight up.
It did for a little while, dude. Yeah, actually. Holy balls, man. Fuck, wait, hold on. You just derailed my whole train of thought after poor Private Jackson, bro.
I love it when that happens because it's hard to do to you.
I had a point here. And I just remembered it was Private Jackson.
Yeah, man. He did so fucking good in a movie like 3 years earlier. And then then
Scientology got him.
Yeah.
Oh, my fuck. Oh, that's what it was. The thing is that, it's actually true to the book on a highly accelerated timeline. Because in the book, it takes the humans, 200 years? DJ, was it?
Wait, which one?
Learn the language? Battlefield Earth?
Oh. Fuck, I don't know. I brushed that thing out of my mind as soon as I got done reading it.
You're the one that made me read it, you prick.
Yeah, I did. Because if I had to suffer through this shit, I'm going to take you with me.
No, I remember the conversation. I remember the conversation how you got me to read it.
Yes.
Read L. Ron Hubbard, Battlefield Earth. I really would rather not. No. You don't understand. They're making a religion out of this.
Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Dude, they're making a religion out of this book. You have to read it.
You have to read it.
Are you fucking with me? No, I'm not. Then he actually, we went online and he brought it up, the Church of Scientology. And I was like, oh my God, they really are making a fucking religion out of it. Okay, fine.
The only reason he did make a religion out of it is because he didn't want to pay the fucking taxes on the book publication.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only reason it's described as religious fucking scripture literature.
Yeah. One of the great con mans of modern times. Because it's still going on. It's still going on strong.
God fucking damn it, dude.
I'm trying to think of like other horrible annotations.
If I wish somebody was never born, it's got to be one. He's got to be one of those people.
L. Ron Hubbard, just take him out. Any of the sequels of Jurassic Park are also terrible adaptations. None of them are wins like the first one. Well, Lost World's it's their own story. They're not books.
No, it's a book. It's just had nothing to do with the book.
The
Lost World is there's a book of the Lost World. It's just that the movie had nothing to do with the book.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
When
did it come out?
I think maybe 2 years after? Maybe?
Oh, it came out in 95. Are you talking about the new ones? The new ones with Chris Pratt?
Oh, no. Like just pure... Well, as far as Lost World goes, no. I mean, of course, the original, but no. I mean, I guess they are... Chris Pratt, I guess they are considered sequels, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Well, Hammond and... Ian are in them, and so is the Doctor. Do you mean the Lost World?
Yeah, no. Like the second movie, The Lost World, Jurassic Park. No, that is a book, The Lost World. Way back in the day.
Yeah, that is a book. Yeah. That is a book. I'm mistaken. I'm getting the new ones confused with the old ones.
Yeah, see.
Because there's literally 8 novels.
Yeah,
and like 4 of them were not written by Crichton.
Yeah, that 3 was not based off any book. At least I hope to God it wasn't.
Have you guys seen Halo Forward Unto Dawn?
Yes.
Which one?
Halo Forward Unto Dawn.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good adaptation.
That is a good adaptation.
Yeah, I say that. Yeah.
And they ruined everything with the series. They ruined everything.
They really did. They're milking it dry. They don't know what to do. The only thing they can really do is honestly explain more about when the war really picked up between humanity and the Covenant.
That's it. That's all they had to do. That's all that anybody fucking cares about.
Well.
Anything before that was just, okay.
There's 4 books.
Of what?
Of
Jurassic Park?
3 total books. Jurassic Park, The Lost World, and Jurassic Park / Jurassic World. So it's the original 3 books, and I've read all those books. So anything that passed that, they're not even books.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed in the Halo series, dude.
Yeah. I haven't watched a single fucking minute.
I have not watched a single goddamn minute. I just read a synopsis, and I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, the Halo series? Is,
mm-hmm. A good adaptation is the Meg.
Yeah.
Okay, I like the way you look. Then maybe it's at the Meg.
Have you read those books?
Or some shit.
Have you read those books?
They're stupid.
No, hell yeah.
They're so goddamn stupid. Like, you think the movie was dumb and over the top, bro. You read the book, and this guy is like trying so hard to explain science, and it just comes out as quantum science, quantum science, physics, science, Jurassic science, quantum science.
Get it?
Scientist.
It's like when you gotta fill out the 1,000 words on the essay.
Dude, poison. Right, yeah. Cusco's poison. The poison specifically chosen to kill Cusco. That Cusco's poison. That poison. I read the first fucking book. I think I have one of the books behind me somewhere. One of the Meg books. I think it's like Hell's Aquarium. And I was reading this, and like I read
Hell's
Aquarium. I'm not joking. That's the name of it. I'm not joking. Like
that's Hell's Aquarium. That'd be a good album title.
Let me see.
It kind of would be.
Yeah, a good fucking album title for a band.
Yeah, actually, kind of would be a pretty cool album title.
Hell's Aquarium.
That'd be a cool album. I'd listen to that album. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, seriously. What kind of fish would be in that thing?
The songs are all just fish names.
Hold on. I'm trying to find the Meg books. Hold on.
Dude, that's crazy, though.
I can't. The sequel's going to be something else. It's like, we got these huge, mammoth sharks the size of skyscrapers. Statham, you got this. We're going on break.
Statham, yo, my boy.
should we call in like the Navy, you know, for battleships? Maybe some
Hell nah,
or, like,
just a group of dudes.
Just a bunch of guys.
Shoot, when I first saw the Meg. And like the Meg is like, you know, reaching out like from the ocean trying to go out the state of. I just keep thinking about that one meme of the shark and the one guy. The shark like way too big. It's like, go for the nose. And the mouth is like three times this size.
Well, it's the Meg, the Trench, Primal Waters, Hell's Aquarium, and Night Stalkers. These are the Meg books.
I'm gonna download these legally.
So yeah, I've read this one, and I've read this one. I haven't read any of the other ones, but like I'm not joking, bro. Anytime he tries to explain with science, that's exactly what the dude sounds like.
Science, physics, sciencing,
quantum science, with this quantumness and the quantumness sciencing together with science.
I'm a scientist.
I'm gonna lay down.
Dude, that's
like it was so fucking stupid, and I was just like, you don't have to go this depth into anything this deep, bro. You could literally just layman's terms this and just have fun with it. You know what I mean? Just make giant sharks. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is layman's terms.
The shark is.
That's it. That's all you got to do. This guy was just like science, 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 primordial science, science, science. I'm a scientist. Science, science. And I was just like, stop, stop, put it down. Stop.
but science.
No.
Get but out. I have to talk about
no,
the
you
science.
Two get to leave. Just leave. Bring in the shark.
Bring him in.
Bring in the shark. Just I'm done with this science bullshit. You're not making any fucking sense, bro.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. It's like, look, prehistoric shark. That's all we need.
That's it.
That's it. That's all you really need. Maybe throw in like an ocean underneath the ocean.
That's it.
That's it.
There's an ocean trapped under the ocean, separated by a layer of sulfuric hydrogen that is toxic, so they can't really cross it. You see how easy that was?
No.
You see how easy? In the book, it's two chapters. Two chapters of them trying to explain how this evolved and this didn't evolve, and when this evolved, there's hydrogen. And I'm just like, stop.
No,
stop. You're wrong on so many levels.
I'm not
you're
wrong.
You're so fucking wrong.
No.
You're wrong,
no.
Man.
Yeah, you're wrong. The book, right, the book sales don't lie.
I'm a scientist, man.
Yeah, dude with a fucking like store-bought like lab coat, and he has like the hi, my name is.
Here's my degree, the man.
Fucking scientist.
Here's
man.
My degree, man, on bounty. Authentic.
Oh, all shit.
Right. Where are the security guys that beat that one guy with a stick? I need them.
I need them.
Like, oh my God.
I'm trying to think of good. That's good.
Oh, 14.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings was epic, but I'm also like, I'm just like, how can you compare? You know?
Do I have time to talk about that?
I don't think we do. God damn it, I had one. I lost it.
Get real into that.
I mean, like, there have been Lovecraft ones, like In the Mouth of Madness. Mm-hmm. And that one, yeah. I can't tell if it's good or bad.
How about the crossover it's insane. Of Lovecraft and King and the fucking Mist?
The Mist was pretty cool.
That's a good. Nah, that was a bad adaptation that ended up being really good.
Yeah, that was a really bad adaptation that ended up being really good. Except for the final scene where Thomas Jane just couldn't act his way out of a paper bag.
Ah, but you know what? The writing in it was good enough to support the bad acting, in my opinion.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm like DJ when it comes to Doom. I shut it off right at that point.
But the impact was there, right? The impact was there. It just could have been better.
He could have been better, like, so much better. He didn't sell it at all. Like, he did not sell it. And I don't know if maybe they cut up that scene too much with the camera angles that they were using, or maybe. You know, like, there maybe there was something wrong with that scene, but it just... His performance, like, fell just short of the fucking finish line. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, like I said, it got the point across, though.
Jesse suffering in Breaking Bad was better fucking acting than...
You can't keep getting away with this!
Yeah, than everything... Than what Thomas Jane did at the end of the fucking The Mist. Like there was a point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, God, like... Stephen King. Oh, Sleepwalkers was a terrible adaptation. You guys seen that one? It's a Stephen King one.
Yeah. Dreamcatcher was a good one, though.
But it wasn't a book, though.
It was.
Sleepwalkers was a book.
Sleepwalkers was a book. Yeah.
I got to read the book, then.
Don't.
It's pretty fucked up, man.
Don't. Just don't.
You're not going to sleep.
Don't. You're gonna dream of furry porn, and it's all so wrong.
Like, you're a dozen already.
DJ's like, I run Femboy Hooters. I can take anything.
Oh, Christ.
Well, you really thought I wasn't going to do it this episode.
I was hoping.
You hoped wrong.
No, what about Dreamcatchers? Was that good or bad? I don't remember. I watched them when I was like six.
Dreamcatchers was like almost there. It was so fucking close because they got so much of it right. Like, the first half of the movie was so good. Everything about them was so good. Like, they even got the right words. You know what I mean? Like, when the old guy's on the toilet, you know, he's like, oh, I think he's fucking dead. He's like, how could he be dead if he just dropped a plinker? And, like, that word is in the book, plinker. Mm-hmm. You know, the SSDD, same shit, different day. All of that's in the book, and it's so well done. But then you get to the alien part. In the movie, and it kind of goes left. Where in the book, it
turns like, into Doom, right?
Yeah, it essentially does. It turns into like fucking Fast and the Furious. Where in the book, like they're trying to keep this really low profile, and you're not sure if it's really the government doing it. Like you're not sure if it's the government or the CIA or whatever. And it's a really mysterious thing that happens throughout the second half of the book. And when what's his name gets possessed by or gets taken over by one of the aliens. They're kind of talking, and in the movie, it's just like this, like, well, I'm an alien, and I know more than you.
And I'm British for some reason.
Yeah, and I'm going to speak with this accent. Like, in the book, he's like, yeah, everything's kind of fucked. We've been trying to make peace with y'all, but y'all are dickheads, and at this point, we're just gonna invade you, because we've been trying. We came here in peace a few years ago. You guys shot us up. Like, it's a whole thing that happens. And
wow, because I told you, I was very young. So, like, I honestly didn't get it.
Yeah, no, and the reason I remember is because I really, really, really liked that book. I really liked it. Like, it was one of the better written ones that he had ever done. Kind of like Cell. Cell. Mm-hmm. Another terrible adaptation. Oh my God, yeah. Both versions of it. Yeah, both dude. Versions of it are garbage.
Yep. Yep.
I had to wash that out of my mouth. Sorry. Holy fuck. Ready Player One was actually a really good adaptation. That's one of Grave Robber's favorites.
Yeah, true that. What about Carrie? It's on the King thing. I don't know.
The remake. Which was one?
There's
good.
Three of them.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to. The one where she kills her mom.
Which one? There's like three of them. One of the 70s, one in like 2006, and then there's one in 2012 or 13. They've made that movie like four fucking times.
I know. Sissy Spacek.
Wasn't Dirty Harry a book?
2002 was the one with Angela Bates.
Yeah, that one was shitty. I didn't like
that one. That one was terrible.
Yeah, that one was really shitty.
2013 with Corey.
Was the one with
Corey Grace Moretz.
Moretz.
That one. That one was a good one.
That was a good one. The original 70s one was really good too.
It was really good, but like they didn't commit to it. They didn't actually. I don't think so. I think kind of like what happened with Nightmare on Elm Street. They danced around the topic. You know what I mean?
People died though. People got fucking murdered.
People fucking died. Yeah, but not in the way like the 2013 one. Like it was obvious motherfuckers were murdered. In the original one, it was just kind of like, oh, destruction. I hope they lived.
The whole gym burned down with everybody inside. I'm sure some of them got away.
You know, the firefighters outside smoking a cigarette. I'm sure someone made it out.
Oh, the screaming stopped.
Well, that's going to be a good thing or a really bad thing. Yeah. Oh, bad adaptation. Original Pet Sematary. Good adaptation. The remake that came out a few years ago.
The remake, yeah. The remake was really good, yeah.
In 2019, that was good. Mm-hmm. Oh, it gave me the ick, dude.
I haven't watched it yet, but I've read. Is it on the hookup? No.
I don't know.
I don't think it is. I don't know. Let me check. I would have watched it. I think I would have watched it already.
Well, let me see where you can watch it. Hold on.
What's up with Thomas Jane acting in King films, man?
Is he in this one?
No, he's the Dreamcatcher and the Mist.
Oh, he is a Dreamcatcher. Oh my god, he is in Dreamcatcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original Pet Sematary was terrible. But then, like, the new one, that one, whoa, man, that one went hard.
Dude, Dreamcatcher, the movie has 28% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Damn. That's disappointing. Okay. Shit.
All right, hold on. I'm trying to look at it. But, I mean, like. Like that one, the original one was just bad.
Yeah, the original 80s Pet Sematary.
Huh.
Well, kind of fucked up too, you know.
A little fucked up.
Making out with a corpse and all.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
It says here that it is not streamable.
What? No way.
You can rent or buy it on Amazon, but that's about it.
So fucking Jack Sparrow it is then. We're just legally acquiring things lately.
Lay left and right, bro. I mean, so a bad adaptation of a good movie.
Why don't we let DJ go? He hasn't really contributed.
Yeah, DJ,
much. He
really hasn't contributed shit.
Well, fucking sorry.
Well, you were on Doom for like 45 minutes trying to wrestle the internet into submission.
Yeah, and I fucking did. Thank you very much. Wait, well, was Dirty Harry a book series?
Dirty Harry?
I don't remember. Maybe. I honestly.
Probably.
Hold on.
In the Heat of the Night, I think it was pretty good. Series. They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an old film. It was good for the time, though.
Okay.
Yeah, Lee.
Yeah, apparently they are.
Hmm. All right.
Literally, it's just called Dirty Harry. It's the name of the fucking books.
Nice.
How innovative.
They're claiming it was based on a true story, but the original writer is like no, it wasn't. But they keep claiming it was, and they're like, no, it wasn't. The original books were written by Dane Hartman.
Ooh, so, have you guys ever seen the old movie Slaughterhouse-Five?
Slaughterhouse-Five. I'm pretty sure I have.
Probably.
It's the one by Kurt Vonnegut.
Oh, the Slaughterhouse-Five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen this movie. It's a war movie.
Yeah, well, it's kind of all over the place, honestly.
DJ froze up.
Yeah, he did. That was a really good adaptation of the book.
Oh, okay. I don't know the book, but I know this movie. Dude, this was kind of like 12 Monkeys kind of thing.
Yeah. It was very like experimental storytelling at the time.
Very, very. Yeah. Wow. That's a good pull.
Yeah. Kurt Vonnegut, he wrote that book. Like, you know, I think he was like high on acid for like days. And, oh, I'm serious. And like, yeah, he wrote it in like a way that was kind of like mismatched. Like he would take one memory and then like drift off in other memories and come back to that memory and drift off into the, you know what I mean? Like that's how that kind of the book was written. And, I read it for college when I was a teenager, and we saw the movie, and the movie literally does, it's like a frame by frame of the fucking book. It's crazy.
Yeah, because it's the bombing of Dresden, right?
Yeah, and how the soldiers had to take shelter in Slaughterhouse Number 5 because they were on a farm.
Yeah, I remember this movie. Mm-hmm.
And it shows that after the war, he was a dentist or an optometrist or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, he's kind of in his office, like, wondering what the fuck happened to his life and going through his past and what, like, how his actions led up to this moment in the time. And it's, like, told in the series of memories. It's cool. Cool fucking story, dude.
This is a really weird movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to, you know, smoke some jazz cabbage and put on a trip, this is a fucking movie to watch. Slaughterhouse mm-hmm. 5. Oh, his internet went down.
Damn.
Gotta
go on Spectrum, bro.
An adaptation, a bad adaptation of a good movie was Let the Right One In.
Oh, dude, that's a good one. I liked it. I loved it.
The original version was so fucking good. Yeah. It is such a slow burn, and it is so, like, violent.
Is it a book?
Like, I don't think it is. Hold on.
Because I remember watching, the most recent one with the little kids.
Yeah, it's the American remake.
Yeah. And that one gave me the ick, dude. It's about vampires, right?
Yeah. Yes, it was a book. It was a 2004 shit. Novel.
No way. And then the first movie was made when?
I think like around that time.
And but then there's like, another one, right?
Yeah, and then there was an American remake of it, but and there was even a Swedish TV show based off of it. But
oh, no way. That's cool. Swedish.
It was 2008 was the movie that came out. 2010 was the English version. Released by Matt Reeves of all fucking people. Wow.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But Let the Right One In was such that's a good one. That's a good adaptation. And that is brutal. That is brutal. You want to talk about
dude, fucking I know. Kid yeah, murder. It's so fucking dark. Yeah. It is so fucking dark, especially with the mom and all that shit.
The dad. Ooh. What happens with the dad is like it's so heavily implied, and I guess in the book it's kind of spelled out.
Yeah.
But
what about a movie adaptation of another movie? I have a good one.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay. Wait, no, that's a Broadway play. That's not a movie.
No, it was a movie.
But it was a Broadway play first.
Nope. It was a movie in the 60s.
Huh.
Yeah, I can bring it up. Little Shop of Horrors, 1960.
Nice.
I haven't seen this fucking movie since
The original 60s one?
Yeah, since I was in high school, man.
Damn, there's Seymour.
That's Seymour Crowborn. And fiberglass fucking Audrey, too.
Isn't Audrey an alien?
Audrey is an alien.
Right, okay. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. So this is it.
Feed me, Seymour.
Feed me. Directed by Roger Corman, of all people. Wow.
Wow. Oh, hey, Venom.
Hey, Venom.
Starring Jonathan Hayes. That's a good adaptation. Fucking Venom.
Venom. And Jack Nicholson was in this movie. Jack Nicholson. I gotta watch this, dude. We gotta watch this.
Dude. I'm down. Yo. I was gonna say a bad adaptation. A bad movie adaptation from another movie would be Quarantine.
Quarantine from Record. Mm-hmm. A Spanish movie. Absolutely terrible, fucking terrible adaptation. Oh my god, adaptation.
It's awful. It's fucking awful.
Terrible.
Record is so much more scarier than fucking Quarantine, dude.
You know why?
Because it's demons instead of some fucking AIDS or some shit that they're trying to pull or whatever the fuck.
No, because what happens in the movie, the director only told them their lines.
Oh, right.
He didn't tell them what was going to happen on set. So he was
everything else was kind of a surprise.
Yeah. Everything, he just surprised the actors. Yeah. Like, so every time something weird or some jump scare happens and the actors are like, fuck! like the director literally did it on set. So that's the way, like, all those reactions, you feel it. Mm-hmm. Because it's all fucking real. Like, these people are really freaking out. Like, like the taped off shop. You know, like when the guy like fucking hits the window and everybody's like, Jesus fuck.
Yep, dude. Just the screams alone of like the monsters. The audio, like the ambience of the audio is so fucking good in that movie, dude. That's what I focus on the most. Was just hearing all the yelling and all the screaming in the apartments and shit. You're just like, oh shit. Like, oh, hell no. Like, I'm fucking leaving, bitch. Like,
well.
Yeah, legit. Dude, I'm sitting in the corner so I can see everybody.
That's all I am, dude. Just waiting by my door.
Wait, make a move, bitch. Something moves.
Mr. McGill.
No.
Evacuate, man. You got to get out of there. Hell no, dude. And then that final sequence, that last scene.
No, I don't want to talk about
that. Of that fucking thing just walking around in the same room.
Stomping around.
I'd box it.
Well, of course we would, but we're kind of psychos like that, bro. Yeah. We're kind of like, I'm going to die.
We're also gigantic men. You know what I mean? We're also pretty huge dudes.
Yeah, compared to like the standard Spaniard, we're like XXL versions, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody put us in the taffy pulling machine.
Yeah, dude, we're fucking.
And we survived.
Man, there were unlike Spaniards, tons of fun addition.
Anyways, that's it for this show. We're going to go ahead and start wrapping this bitch up because I don't think we've met our quota for child murder.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. You wanted to talk about adaptations. It's literally all we talked about the entire goddamn show.
I think this was a good show because, like, we'd really have, like, nailed the gambit on this one. I'm going to run through this real quick. So, patreon.com/VT Network, $1, $3, and $5 tiers. $5 is where you want to be. I had your stickers. I had to send them back because it was a misprint. So, I'm waiting on them to resend them so I can send your stickers out for this month. Everybody, also congratulate Gibby for having the highest premiere in Dark Charm Media history. And that was his series Branded by Blood. I wanted to say that all episode. I just couldn't find a way to fit it in. But congratulations to Gibby for having the highest premiere on any Dark Charm Media show. So $5 a month, access to the Movie Bros post shows every Wednesday, name read out loud of every episode, producer credits, stickers, giveaways. I'm in it with DJ and Gibby's Moment of Zen. That's where you want to be. Patreon.com/VT fucking network. Everything else, you also get stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Little does DJ know, because he's not here, I'm working on a Femboy Hooters logo just for us.
God.
I am.
All right. Working on a Femboy Hooters. He loves surprises.
Oh, there he is.
Which was kind of started the whole thing. Oh, well, hey, buddy.
Well, it's official. This might be my last episode. Fuck you, dead man. See you all later.
Go to vtnetwork.redbubble.com if the monthly thing isn't for you. We got all sorts of cool designs on there. This one's the Viva VTN that I designed myself. It's on all sorts of cool stuff. Here's some of our other designs, including one by Mustard himself when he first got Procreate. So this is all on that shop. And if you buy more than $7, send a screenshot to vtnetwork84@gmail.com. You can have a chance to make me puke. So far, no one's been able to do it. Speaking of socials, though, you can reach us at VTNetwork2 on all the socials and VTNetwork84@gmail.com. I also want to thank Paul Schroyer, the Magic Squirrel Network, and all of our producers for keeping us on and keeping us going, because without you guys, this show would be utterly pointless and DJ would have to run Fanboy Hooters full-time, and he doesn't want that. So I want to thank Lofus, the Raging Caucasian, Cheyenne, Grave Robber, Carol, Sherry Finks, Ashley, Mike, fucking Smith, Gibby, and Donnie Hingle. Thank you guys so much. You right there, DJ?
Fuck off.
No sense fighting, man. No sense fighting.
So, with all that said, though, we're going to get the fuck out of here and go to the post show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Say goodnight, DJ.
Yeah. Yeah. Good night, DJ.
Oh, come on.
Good night, DJ.
Thank you.